It is time for Kaleidoscope on this Memorial Day, and it's time for our law enforcement update. Cottonwood County Sheriff Jason Purrington is with us. It's a busy day. Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. It is the start of a busy summer.
Yes.
Just like every year, right?
You know, it
summer
always
comes
is.
Around and school's out and family vacations and
maybe camping pulling a boat whatever.
Boating,
it is.
Fishing, you know, you name it, what everybody does in summer, it becomes busy. So obviously the what we're going to talk about today, and we kind of do this every Memorial Day, is we talk about the 100 deadliest days, which is from Memorial Day to Labor Day. You know, those 100 days or whatever it is,
right?
You know, of summer and traffic safety. So,
and it makes sense just because it is summer, more people are traveling, everybody's out, nobody's in school. There's more vehicles on the road.
Yep. You know, and if you think about school and all the kids that go to school, that are driving to school.
I drive by the parking lot.
Yeah. You can see how many cars are out there, right?
Yeah.
So obviously those kids are out and about. They're, you know, they're working. They're doing their thing. It's summer. Like I said, they're going to the lake. They're going to Sioux Falls. They're going to Mankato. They're out and about. And you're adding all those to the normal day-to-day traffic. And obviously that just makes things a lot busier. So.
And I think you bring up an interesting point with that, too, is when I think of the 100 deadliest days of summer, I instantly think vacations and highways and interstates, but it really affects in communities, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Just in town.
Well, and if you look at the traffic that comes through Windham every day, which is, and obviously you get to summertime, it's going to be busier because of all the things we've already talked about. And then you add the local traffic to that, and it's just, it's busy. I mean, there's no other way around it. So from Memorial to Labor Day is the most dangerous time of year to travel in Minnesota. It coincides with peak travel nationwide and a troubling spike in fatal crashes. So obviously, it's important.
And the statistics definitely show that.
Oh, absolutely. So in 2024, so this is from 2 years ago, Minnesota saw 151 traffic deaths during this time frame, during the 100 deadliest days. And, of course, that year was a very high number. It was 479 people had died in crashes on Minnesota roads. So,
but that's still, I mean, you know, that's close to half.
Yes.
That were during this 100 days.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot.
Yes.
Obviously. So the four main contributors to fatal crashes remain consistent: speed, alcohol, lack of seatbelt, and distraction.
I'm surprised lack of seatbelt is still in the top four.
You know, and it's so for Minnesota, I have the stat here somewhere. Okay, 95.2% is the percentage of Minnesotans that wear seatbelts last year. So, I mean, that's
a
high.
Good
that,
number.
That is a great number.
Not perfect.
It's not perfect, but it's good. While usage is rising, it fell among young adults 16 to 29.
Oh, that's interesting.
Which I kind of find interesting because
They grew up in car seats, and they've always worn.
Yeah, they
a
grew up to buckle up.
Yeah,
you know, and that was something, you know, whether it's my kids or any parent, you know, the first thing they say when they're leaving, you know, they're going somewhere,
buckle up.
Wear your seatbelt. Buckle up. So, obviously, that age group isn't following the law, so to speak. You know, that's the age group that seems to be the ones where they're not using seatbelts as much.
Okay.
You know, which, like I said, I find that
that's a little curious to that.
Let's see. Last year, these are the four contributors. Speed was 138 fatalities. Alcohol was 124, Unbelted was 108, and distraction was 29 of those four contributing factors.
Well, the distracted is a lower number than I would have expected.
Right, because I think distraction seems to be everywhere.
Right.
You know, from cell phones to passengers to
whatever. On fancy control panels on your dash now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of distractions when you're driving.
Absolutely. And this happens every year. There's more than 300 agencies across Minnesota that, you know, do the towards zero death or what used to be called safe and sober campaigns.
Just the don't drink and drives, whatever you call them.
Yep, the seatbelts, the don't drink and drives, the aggressive driving, things of that nature. So obviously there's a lot of agencies across the state. We're one of them that put out extra patrols over the summer to hopefully, you know, keep these numbers low. Hopefully.
Yes.
You know, that is something that
and
works.
And 95% of these can be avoided if you just stay away from those four things.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a huge thing. And, you know, people get into a hurry. They get into a rush.
And there's an excitement, especially if you're going, whether you're a high school kid going to Mankato or whether you're going the family vacation to Disney World, you start getting close and you start getting excited.
You get excited for it. You can't wait for that day to get here. When the day's here, you just want to get to where you're going. But obviously those are the things that they got to focus on. Slow down, take your time. Stay away from drinking and driving, wear your seatbelts, put the distractions away, get from A to B safely.
Now, when we talk about the 100 days, does it get broke down more than that to where of the 100 deadliest days, Memorial Day weekend is near the top as far as the deadliest 4 days of the 100 days, or do they break it down?
They don't break it down. Memorial Day versus Labor Day versus 4th of July. I don't have those stats of.
But it makes sense.
But it makes
sense. There's more vehicles out, so more chances.
Well, then, like Cottonwood County, every town has their town celebration. You know, and that's coming up in June with Riverfest and then Powwow and then Westbrook all in June. So obviously those are...
they all bring more cars to town.
They bring more people to town, more driving, just more people on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So obviously those are, we want people to enjoy those days just like every other day, but we just want people to, be vigilant on and pay attention to what they're doing.
This would be a good year to break the trend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just do that.
Right. Let's go for zero.
For 100 days.
Yeah, zero for 100 days.
Everybody would agree with that.
You know, and some of the things you can do to get towards that is, like I said, slow down, give yourself time to get where you're going, stay off your phone, buckle up every time, and when it comes to buckling up, the proper way for the seatbelt is, tight across your hips and shoulder strap is across your chest. Don't tuck it under your arm or don't put the shoulder strap behind your back, because now you're taking away the effectiveness of what the seatbelt does for you. So we certainly want to make sure people are wearing their seatbelt, but wearing it correctly too, because that matters.
Definitely. And same with car seats.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes, everybody in your car has to be buckled up. If you're under two, passengers under two, rear facing car seats are the safest. Ages 4 to 9, belt positioning booster seat until, they kind of grow out of it into the next thing. And I believe they can sit in the seat and their feet can be on the floor.
Okay.
You know, under 13, children should always sit in the back seat whenever possible. You know, and if a child fits one more than one category, and that's kind of what we were just talking about, child should be placed in the more protective category.
Which makes sense.
Which makes
sense.
Err
on the side of caution.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, you know, this 100 days, you know, want to call it more the 100 days of success.
There we go.
Is a better word for it. You know, we just want people to be safe.
Well,
know,
we're
be
looking,
cautious.
We're looking forward to 3 months down the road when
yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Come back and
yep,
say, yes, we did
yep,
it.
Yep. So obviously, you know, statewide, that's a tall order to get through the summer without any crashes or fatalities.
Right.
But we certainly want to strive for that, you know. So
definitely. All right. Sheriff, anything else we need to add today?
No, just, you know what, graduation's Friday night, so obviously that's going to be a big day. But then we're, like I said, we're moving into the summer, the
and
summer months. So
away we go.
Here we go. It's hard to believe we're almost to June. You
it's
know,
going
it's,
fast.
These
that's
times
for
goes
sure.
fast.
Yes.
So obviously we just, congratulations to everybody that's out there that graduated on Friday night. And we just want a safe, fun summer.
Absolutely. All right. Sheriff Jason Purrington, thank you for
thank
making
you.
Time and coming in today.
You bet. Take care.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.